听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月5日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the absolute truth.
今天我们继续来学习永恒的启坛念经，是启坛念 Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第二十章。主是启坛念 Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami 有关绝对真理的科学。
We are broadcasting from Sri Mayapur Dham.
我们现在在 Sri Mayapur Dham 向大家直播。
And very, very few Chinese devotees are here.
今年呢，这里的中国奉献者不太多。
Most of the Chinese devotees have decided to stay home this year.
大多数的中国的奉献者决定留在国内。
And it is a very wise decision.
我觉得这个决定是非常的明智的。
So, we are always here on time for the reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那么我们总是准时的在这里一起来阅读 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And the chapter that we are studying is the chapter where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami.
那我们现在读到了这一章，就是讲到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami。
Up until now, we have discovered how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
那么我们从前面讲到了现在，大家看到了，讲到的是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 如何向 Sanatan Goswami 去呈现哲学。
By a systematic process.
它是以一种非常有体系的方式慢慢展开的。
We also understand that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a major part is Lord Chaitanya's transcendental pastimes.
另外我们也知道在 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 永恒的 Chaitanya 经中，其中有很大的一部分都是有关足 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 超然的逍遥时光的。
Such as his travels,
比如说他的旅行
and the people that he meets,
还有他所见过的这么多人
and his activities of Sankirtan
还有他的先期的 Sankirtan 齐颂圣名的活动
visiting temples
他还拜访了很多庙宇
honoring Prasadam
荣耀 Prasadam
but there are other moments in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes a great Acharya teacher
但是呢在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 中也有一些部分中呢，其他尼亚马哈帕布呢，就是以一位非常伟大的 Acharya， 一位伟大的导师的身份出现的。
And this is most important because it shows that Krishna consciousness is not just sentiment.
那么这一点是非常重要的，因为它说明 Krishna 知觉并不只是一种感情用事的事物。
As we will see at the end of this chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will meet with the Mayavadi sannyasis.
那在这一章到了结尾的时候，我们就会看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢去见那些 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义的 sannyasi 陀钵僧。
And those sannyasis will be very highly critical of Lord Chaitanya.
那这些 sannyasi 呢，他们对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 持着一种批评、挑剔的态度。
Because their understanding is that a sannyasi should just sit in one place and study Vedanta all the time and do nothing else.
因为在他们的这个概念里面呢，一位 sannyasi 托钵僧就应该固定的待在一个地方，然后从早到晚的去研习 Vedanta Sutra， 中其为大经，别的什么都不应该干。
But instead, they have observed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is engaged in chanting and dancing.Just like a sentimentalist.
但是他们所注意到的情况却完全不同。他们看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 从早到晚呢，就是唱诵啊，舞蹈啊，觉得就像是一个感情泛滥的人。
But we know that from childhood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great learned scholar.
但是我们又知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 童年的时候就是一位非常渊博的学者。
He has defeated the great scholar Keshava Kashmiri.
那么他呢也击败了一个大学者 Keshava Kashmiri.
He has convinced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the head of all the Mayavadis in India.
而且呢他也说服了全印度的一位 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义的首领 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
He has turned thousands of devotees in South India into devotees, thousands of people into devotees in South India.
同时呢，他到了南印度的时候，他也把成千上万的人都转变成了 Krishna 的奉献者。
So even though people may see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as just someone who is engaged in chanting and dancing, there is much more to Lord Chaitanya than we can imagine.
虽然呢，普通的人都以为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只是会唱唱跳跳，但是呢，对于我们来说，我们就知道呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 远远的超越这一切。
In fact, we know Lord Chaitanya to be none different than Radha and Krishna, and therefore the source of all knowledge.
那因为呢，我们知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实就是 Radha 和 Krishna 合而为一。的一个形象，因此呢，它也就是所有知识的源头。
And the chapter before this one, we saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Rupa Goswami on the science of the of Bhakti Yoga.
那么在前面这一章，我们又看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Rupa Goswami 教导，告诉他有关于 Bhakti 奉爱的科学。
Now Lord Chaitanya is instructing his brother Sanatan Goswami.
那现在呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就要向 Rupa Goswami 的兄弟 Sanatan Goswami 来讲解了。
So this is the proper process for acquiring knowledge is to approach a bona fide spiritual master.
那么要去对哦没有断哈那么这就是。去求寻一门真知的一个方法，就是说呢，一定要接近一位真正的导师。
We approach a spiritual master to inquire about the absolute truth.
我们来到真正的灵性导师的面前，向他去询问有关真理的知识。
We render menial service.
我们向他做出非常谦卑的服务。
And the spiritual master can impart to us the truth because he has such a vision of the absolute truth.
因为灵性导师他对于绝对的真理有着真实的这种视域，他见到了这个真理，因此他就能够把这个超然的知识传授给我们。
And Srila Prabhupada is such a perfect example of this.
那就这一点而言 Srila Prabhupada 就是一个完美的典范。
Because not only Srila Prabhupada established chanting and dancing all over the world, but Prabhupada also spent so much of his time in presenting Vedic literatures.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他不仅 开创了一个这样的向提尔党旗颂圣名的运动，让奉献者们去唱诵、去舞蹈，而且他还用了大量的时间去研习韦达文献、韦达经典。
And so many lectures on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
他呈现了韦达经典，而且呢，他还用了很多的讲课、很多的文字。来就是讨论 Krishna 知觉，呈现 Krishna 知觉的知识。
So, devotees should have the both of these activities. One is to understand transcendental knowledge, and the other is to practice transcendental knowledge.
所以呢，对于奉献者来说呢，就是有这两个方面的活动是必须要去做的。一个呢，就是要去学习超然的知识。第二个方面就是把超然的知识运用到生活中。
So in the last couple of lectures, we discussed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving Sanatan Goswami the example of the astrologer pointing to a treasure.
那么前面的这两课当中，我们讲到了就是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatan Goswami 的这个教导当中，他举了一个例子，就是那个星象师的例子。这个星象师呢，向一个穷人揭示了一个宝藏的存在。
So the astrologer told the poor man that his father left a treasure, and he told him where he should dig to find that treasure.
那么这个星象师呢，向一个穷人揭示了他的父亲其实给他留了一笔非常大的财富，这个宝藏藏在某一个地方，然后呢，他也告诉这个穷人应当往哪一个方向去挖才能够找到这个宝藏。
And what was that treasure?
那么这笔财富是什么呢？
The wealthOf transcendental knowledge.
这就是超然知识的宝藏。
Now, in a few verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained that the wealth of transcendental knowledge is found in the Vedas.
那在后面的这几个诗节当中 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是说到这个超然的知识是可以在韦达文献当中找到的。
And within the Vedas, the conclusive statement which is established is that.The aim is to find Krishna.
那韦达文献当中已经确立了这样的一个结论，就是呢，研习一切韦达经的目标就是要去了解 Krishna.
And this is mentioned directly by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita.
这是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》Bhagavad Gita 中所直接指出的。
Where he says, "Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto."Matak smitir gyanam apohanam cha vedeshta sarver aham eva vedya vedantakrit vedavit eva chaham. This means sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto. I am situated within the heart of all living entities.
那么在这段诗节当中呢 ，Krishna 就说我居于众生的心中。
From me comes.Remembrance and forgetfulness.
一切记忆和遗忘都自我而来。
I am the compiler of the Vedas.
我是韦达经的编纂者。
And in the Vedas, I am the one to be known.
了解韦达经就是为了去了解我。
So through the presence of Paramatma, Krishna within the heart, then all knowledge can be revealed.
所以这句意思就是说呢，通过居于众生心中的 Paramatma 超灵，那么所有的这个知识呢，都可以得到揭示。
But in the Upanishad it is mentioned that Paramatma and Jivatma, the conditioned soul, are like two birds on a tree.
那在这个 Upanishad 的奥义书当中有这样的一个比喻，就是说 Paramatma 超灵和 Jivatma 凡灵呢，就像是一棵树上的两只鸟。
One bird is eating the fruit of the tree.
一只鸟忙着在吃树上结出的果子。
And the other bird is just watching.
而另外一只鸟呢，也就是注视着它。
And the bird who is watching is waiting patiently for the other bird to finish eating and turn to the bird.
那只去看着另外一只鸟的这只鸟呢，它呢只是在那儿看着， 他也没有干涉他，他非常耐心地等待着另外一只鸟能够有朝一日转向他，停止吃树上的果子。
So, the bird who is eating the fruit of the tree is the living conditioned soul who is enjoying this material world.
那么在吃树上的果实的这只鸟呢，实际上就是在享受着这个物质世界的受条件限制的灵魂。
Only thinking about his own pleasure.
他只是想着自己的感官享乐。
Actually, I don't know if you have ever observed a bird eating.
不知道你们有没有观察过一只鸟是怎么吃东西的。
Here in Mayapur at our home, sometimes I put some grains on the window.Of our kitchen.
那就现在呢，在这个马亚普，我有的时候就会把一些五谷放在窗台上。
And then birds come flying and stop the grains.
然后我每天就会看到这个鸟飞过来，来吃我放在那儿的五谷。
So I observe the birds and how they eat.
有的时候我就会观察那个鸟是吃东西的。
And they are never peaceful.
他们吃的时候呢，总是慌慌张张的，从来不是一种非常平静，这个安然的那个样子。
They pick one grain and they look to the side and they look behind. They pick another grain and they look behind.
他们就是先找一个谷子，然后在吃的时候呢，他也不是安安静静的东张西望。往前看看，往后看看，又去找另外的谷子。
They're always wondering if someone else is going to come and take that food from them.
因为他们总是非常的担心，总是害怕后面有谁过来把他的食物给抢了。
So similarly, even though the conditioned soul is always trying to enjoy the material energy, the conditioned soul is never peaceful.
所以同样的这个道理，受条件限制的灵魂不断的。在享受着这个物质世界的这些享乐，去满足自己的感官，但是呢，他心里其实是从来不平静的。
So while we are trying to enjoy the material energy, the Paramatma is sitting in our heart and just watching everything we do.
所以呢，当我们在这个物质世界寻找乐趣的时候，与此同时 ，Paramatma 就在我们的后面观察着我们。
And the Paramatma follows us in every species of life all throughout the universe, patiently waiting for us to turn to him.
无论我们来到宇宙的哪一个地方，进入哪一种生命的种族， Paramatma 总超灵总是伴随着我们这个凡灵，耐心地等待着我们转向他的那一天。
So only once we are materially exhausted,that we begin to turn to our friends, the Paramatma.
那作为我们来说呢，我们只会在物质上精疲力尽的时候，才会转向我们的朋友 Paramatma 超灵。
Now we may turn to the Paramatma, but we don't really know who he is.
我们可能会转向超灵，但是我们还是不知道他是谁。
We just feel the presence within our hearts.
我们只能够依稀地感觉到他在我们心中的存在。
We become introspective.
这个时候呢，就是一个人内省的时候。
We become inquisitive.
我们开始去询问。
And because we can't have a conversation with the super soul within the heart,The super soul makes arrangements for us to meet a spiritual master.
因为我们还不能直接的和我们心中的超灵对话，所以呢，超灵就会做出一个安排，让我们去遇到一位灵性导师。
So, the spiritual master is the external energy of the super soul within the heart.
所以说呢，灵性导师就是我们内心的。超灵的外在能量展示。
There is the guru in the heart and the guru outside the heart.
所以呢，这个 guru 呢，既在心内又在心外。
Now the guru outside the heart is expected to know intimately the guru within the heart.
那这个心外的这个 guru 呢，应该是非常了解 我们心内的这个 guru 的，他们两个的关系是非常亲密的。
And to know the guru within the heart, it means that one should know the conclusion of all knowledge, which is the conclusion of the Vedas.
那么如果说这个灵性导师一定是非常了解心内的超灵，这就意味着他是洞悉了一切知识的结论。换句话说，就是一切伟大经典的结论。
Now, there are many different kinds of gurus.
Guru 可以分成好几类。
For example, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that there are 24 kinds of gurus.
比如说在圣典博伽瓦坛的第11篇当中就是讲到了 guru 有24类。
From whom we can learn many lessons in life.
从这24位 guru 那里我们可以学到许多有关生命的道理。
Sometimes the guru will just be the person who points out to another guru.
那有的时候呢，这一位 guru 可能仅仅就是给我们指出另外一位 guru 的人。
Then there will be the guru who is giving us instruction and inspiration.
还有给予我们教导和鼓舞的灵性导师。
And then there is a guru who will give us initiation and officially connect us to the disciplic succession.
还有呢，给予我们启迪，就是正式的把我们和师徒传系连接在一起的人。
And Srila Prabhupada explained that it can happen that the instructing guru and the initiating guru can be the same person.
那Srila Prabhupada呢指出呢，有的时候这个启迪的 guru 和训示的 guru 是同一个人。
Now, we all have initiating gurus.
我们每一个人都是有自己的启迪 guru 的。
But we also get inspiration from many other gurus.
但是我们与此同时呢，又受到很多其他的灵性导师的鼓舞。
As a matter of fact, our disciplic succession is mostly based on instructing gurus.
事实上呢，我们的这个使徒传系呢，其实是基于训示的 guru 的这个传承。
So the idea is we approach a spiritual master to receive transcendental knowledge.
所以要点就是说，我们要去接近灵性导师，去接受超然的知识。
Now, what is that transcendental knowledge?
那么这个超然知识指的是什么呢？
We already explained previously that this knowledge is divided into three parts.
我们前面已经解释过了，这个超然的知识可以分成三个部分。
The preliminary knowledge, which is called sambandha.
那最基础的这个知识就是 sambandha.
That knowledge which teaches us who we are.What is this material world, and what is the source of this material world, that is Krishna.
那就是告诉我们我们是谁，这个物质自然是什么，物质自然的源头是什么，那这个源头就是 Krishna.
This is why the Bhagavad Gita is explained in 5 different topics.
那在这个博伽梵歌里面呢，就是谈到了这五个主题，就是围绕着这个三班的。
And those 5 topics are...The self,
自我个体的灵魂
time,
时间 karma,
material nature,
物质自然
karma,
业报
and the supreme lord,
然后至尊主
So through these 5 topics, we get all the informations needed to understand what is Krishna consciousness.
那通过这五个主题呢，我们就可以了解到Krishna 知觉当中所有覆盖到的知识。
But to know is not good enough.
但是光是了解还不够。
Because there are many intellectuals who know the Vedas inside out and they don't make one inch of spiritual progress.
那很多所谓的有学知识，他们呢在对于这个伟大经典是就是是非常的通晓的。非常的了解伟大的经典，但是作为他们实际的生活来说呢，他们甚至不会往前走上哪怕一小步。
For sambandha jnana To blossom, one must engage in practical devotional service.
如果说仅仅有了这个三班的念，有关于这个最基础的这些知识的时候呢，还不够，要让它绽放出来，结出果实的话，那必须要有一个实践的过程，实际的灵修、实修的过程。
And this is the subject matter of Lord Chaitanya's teaching to Rupa Goswami in the previous chapter.
这个就是在前面的这一章当中 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Rupa Goswami 的教导的内容。
And the essence of their conversation was later on manifested in the form of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or the Nectar of Devotion.
那么他们的这个教导的这个核心的部分，精髓的这个部分之后，就是展示在这个奉爱的甘露之养 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 这部书中。
So in the Nectar of Devotion, we learn about all the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti.
那在这个奉爱的甘露当中呢，我们就读到了有关 Bhakti 奉爱服务的种种规范原则。
Which leads to spontaneous devotional service.
这些规范原则又自然的导向，就是自然而然的奉献服务。
And then we learn about the different relationship between Krishna and his pure devotees.
然后呢，我们就了解到 Krishna 和不同的奉献者之间的种种丰富多彩的关系。
So realization of transcendental knowledge can only come when one is engaged in practical devotional service.
所以只有当一个人非常务实的去从事奉献服务的时候，只有通过这样的实践，他才能够真正的去觉悟绝对的超然的真理。
And Rupa Goswami has given five most potent forms of devotional service as the most important of all the other rules given in the Nectar of Devotion.
那在这个奉爱的甘露当中 ，Rupa Goswami 呢，他也从众多的这些奉爱服务的方法当中，特别的强调了五种最有力量的奉献服务。
One is to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam.
第一个就是去聆听圣典博迦瓦坛。
One is to associate with the devotees.
和奉献者联谊。
One is to worship the deities.
去崇拜神像。
One is to chant the holy name of Krishna.
去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
And one is to reside in the holy dham.
最后一个呢，就是居住在圣地。
And residing in the holy dham means either to reside in the holy dham physically, such as Vrindavan, Mathura, Jagannath Puri, Mayapur.
那么居住在圣地呢，可以指的就是一种，实际的居住在像 Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, 还有Mayapur, Mathura 这样的圣地。
Or wherever we are in this world, we establish the holy dham by establishing Krishna in a deity form, by chanting, by reading the Bhagavatam. This is how the holy dham is established.
那还有一种呢，就是无论你在世界上的哪一个地方，你都要建立起这样的一个 holy dham， 就是这样的一个圣地。那就是通过设立神像、崇拜神像，通过朗读圣典博迦瓦坛，通过唱诵圣名，通过和奉献者联谊，这样你也是可以建立起圣地的。
As a matter of fact, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that a sadhu, a devotee who practices Krishna consciousness, is a moving theater, is a moving holy dham. Wherever he is, he establishes the holy dham.
那圣典博迦瓦坛里面就是讲到呢，一个纯粹的奉献者，其实无论他走到哪里，他就是一个 theta， 他是一个会移动的圣地。换句话说，无论他走到哪里的，哪里就是圣地。
So these processes of devotional service can help a devotee realize the knowledge about Krishna.
所以呢，这样的奉献服务的这个程序就可以让一个奉献者去了解有关 Krishna 的知识。
And one can proceed from initial faith in the process to clearing all the unwanted material desires from the heart.
然后呢，一个人他就可以经历这样的一个历程，从最开始的建立起坚定的信心开始，一直到通过一段很长的时间来净化自己的内心，把种种的这些污染和不想要的东西都清除出去。
Those material desires will not go away on their own. We have to work hard to remove each one of them.
这些物质的污染呢，它不会轻而易举的自己离开，所以说我们需要去付出努力，要一个一个的铲除。
Just like now, there is a massive battle to counteract and destroy this deadly virus in China.
那就好像现在全中国大家都在对抗着这种致死的病毒。
And people are dying because of this virus.
很多人因为染上了这种病毒，所以说呢就失去了生命。
And the doctors and scientists are working around the clock to find the vaccine.
那医生和科学呢，科学家都在争分夺秒的，要研制出疫苗。
But we know that the real disease in this material world is lust, anger, greed, and fear.
而我们知道，在这个物质世界，真正的疾病是在于色欲、贪婪，然后嫉妒和恐惧。
And the vaccination for these bad material qualities is to engage in devotional service to Krishna.
那么能够医治这些物质疾病的真正的疫苗，就是向 Krishna 做奉爱服务。
So, this is called Abhideya.
这个就被称为这个知识的第二个部分，就是 Abhideya。
We put the knowledge into practice.
这个 Abhideya 的意思就是把知识运用于实践。
And the result of being purified through the process of devotional service is that ultimately the heart blossoms into a beautiful spiritual flower of pure love for Krishna.
那么这样的一个内心的净化程序所得到的这个结果，就是一个人的内心真正的得到了全然的净化，他得到了这个绽放，开出了神爱的花朵。
And we place this flower of pure love at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna.
也就是说，培养出了对 Krishna 纯粹的爱，然后呢，我们再把这一朵纯粹的爱神的花供奉在主 Krishna 的莲花足下。
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, when will that day be mine?
所以 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，在歌中就是写到 where and when。
When, oh, when
什么时候，什么时候，我的这一天才能到来呀？
Can you be a bit more poetic when you translate this? When, oh, when will that day be mine?
什么时候，什么时候啊？这一天，我的这一天才能到
That's
来。
right. We have to pray that way.
所以呢，我们也要这样去祈祷。
So we understand that Krishna gives us some information about him in the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，我们就是要知道，在婆家梵歌之中呢，Krishna 他告诉了我们有关他的些许知识。
In the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, everything is about the conditioned soul.
婆伽梵歌的前六章其实就是围绕着受条件限制的灵魂而展开的，
Who we are,
就谈的是我们是谁，
why we are conditioned,
为什么我们会被受局限，
and what we can do to get out of conditioning.
那我们怎么样做才能够去摆脱这样的一些局限呢？
Then, in the last six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita,
接下来就是在婆伽梵歌的最后的六章中，
we receive a lot of information
我们接受了很多的信息。
about this material world,
就是有关于这个物质世界的。
and the spiritual world,
还有灵性世界的,
and the nature of both.
还有这两者的本性。
Now, in the middle section of the Bhagavad Gita,
那在这个博迦梵歌的中间的这六章中,
there are six chapters where Krishna talks about himself.
在这六章当中呢, Krishna 谈到了他自己。
And we get some idea about the opulence of Krishna.
所以呢，这样呢，我们对于这个 Krishna 的这个富裕呢，有了一些概念。
We get some idea of Krishna's spiritual nature.
我们对于 Krishna 的灵性的本性也有一定的了解。
We get some idea of Krishna's energies.
我们对于 Krishna 的能量也有所了解。
But this is very preliminary.
但是这个还是属于比较。初级的阶段。
It's only when we enter into the reading and studying of Srimad Bhagavatam that we get to know Krishna in depth.
其实我们只有进一步，就是去阅读和深入的研究圣典博迦瓦坛的时候，才能够更加深入的去了解 Krishna.
And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam means.Is the wonderful story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那么圣典博迦的含义就在这里，是有关于至尊人格首神的美妙的故事。
So we get to know about Krishna's activities in the material world.
所以呢，我们就能够了解到 Krishna 在这个物质世界的活动。
Krishna's different forms and incarnations.
Krishna 他不同的形体，不同的化身。
Krishna's interaction with these pure devotees.
Krishna 和他的纯粹奉献者之间的交流互动。
Krishna's teachings.
Krishna 的教导。
And ultimately Krishna's wonderful pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan.
最终就是 Krishna 在这个 Goloka Vrindavan。的这个超然的逍遥时光。
So between the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are given plenty of information to become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna.
所以呢，博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛其实就提供了充足的大量的这个信息，使得我们能够通过了解这些信息而依附于 Krishna 的莲花足。
And we are given inspiration to engage in devotional service to purify the heart.
而且呢，我们还得到了鼓舞去从事奉献服务，从而来净化我们的内心。
And this devotional service ultimately continues in the spiritual world after we regain our eternal position.
那这些奉献服务在我们恢复到了最原本的这个地位，回到了灵。灵性世界之后依然延续。
So this is the sum and substance of the nature of transcendental knowledge.
所以呢，这个就是超然知识的本质。
Now,
总结。
This is what I want to come to with the lecture today.
那么说完了刚才的这些呢，那我要正式的讲到今天的这个课了。
After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead that is excelling in that we can find in the Vedas. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to enter into the most minute, intricate details about the personality of Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他首先是确立了 Krishna 作为至尊人格神首的这个身份，这个我们在伟达经典当中的结论当中也可以看到。那么现在呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就要进入到下一个阶段，也就是对呢，至尊主 Krishna 进行最细微的、最复杂的这些细节上的描绘。
And over the next three chapters,
在后面的这三章中,
Lord Chaitanya is going to give us so much information.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会给予我们大量大量的信息,
very detailed and very technical.
就是非常的精微细，非常很多的这个细节，同时呢又是就是技术性的。
practically speaking, everything and anything we need to know about Krishna is now being revealed by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami.
换句话说，我们想要对 Krishna 所了解的一切，这个时候呢，都会经由 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导给这个 Sanatan Goswami.
Now this is, I would say, advanced studies.
我会说这个是属于一个高等的研究。
And this is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is about. Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually the
postgraduate.
No, Srimad Bhagavatam is postgraduate study of Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is the ultimate knowledge about Krishna consciousness.
这个博教青年博教研究好像是博士课程，那么 Chaitanya Charitamrita 其实就是这一门超然的学问的巅峰。
In other words, Bhagavad Gita is undergraduate diploma.
博家梵歌就好像是学士学位。
Srimad Bhagavatam is postgraduate diploma.
那么圣典博家瓦塔呢是研究生的课程。
And Chaitanya Charitamrita is like having 100 PhDs.
那像Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的Chaitanya经呢，就好像是一百个博士学位。
So, I am saying this because we're going to go through many, many technical informations.
我之所以这么讲，因为后面要涉及到很多就是专业性比较强的一些内容，就是那些细节。
So you need to be attentive.
大家要听得非常的仔细认真。
You may not understand everything.
我所讲的这些内容你们未必都能理解。
But we will mainly be reading.
我们呢主要是去朗读。
And then, where it's necessary, we can say a few words.
有必要的时候呢我们就会来补充几句。
So, we shall begin.
那现在我们就开始了。
Krishnera Swarup.Ananda Vaibhav Apara Chit Shakti Maya Shakti Jiva Shakti Har. The transcendental form of Lord Krishna is unlimited and also has unlimited opulence. He possesses the internal potency, external potency, and marginal potency.
这段诗节的意思就是说呢主 Krishna 的超然的形体是无穷无尽的，他也拥有无穷无尽的富裕，他拥有内在能量、外在能量和边际能量。
So, three energies, internal, external, marginal.
所以这里指出就是他有三大类的这个能量，内在、外在和边际。
The internal potency is spiritual,The external potency is material, and the marginal potency is the living entity.
那就是这个内在的能量指的就是灵性能量，外在能量呢是物质能量，而边际能量指的就是生物体。
So Krishna is the source of both material and spiritual manifestation.
所以说呢 ,Krishna 他就是物质展示和灵性展示的源头。
Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita.
博迦梵歌当中 ,Krishna 已经讲到了这一点。
Now, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 10 different, subject matters.
圣典博迦瓦坛中覆盖到了十个主题。
And of all the subject matters, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead,is found to be the shelter of everyone.
那在所有的这十个主题当中都明确地指出了一点，至尊主 Krishna 是众生的庇护所。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatan Goswami, please hear about the eternal form of Krishna. He is the absolute truth, devoid of duality, but present in Vrindavan as the sun.Of Nanda Maharaj.
那这个时候呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Sanatan Goswami 说啊 Sanatan, 现在请聆听有关主 Krishna 永恒的形体吧。他就是绝对真理，他没有双重性，他 以 Nanda Maharaj 之子的身份显现在 Vrindavan。
So very important to understand here that Krishna is devoid of duality。
所以在这里要明确的了解一点，就是 Krishna 是没有双重性或者说二元性。
That means that Krishna is everywhere throughout the spiritual world and the material world。
所以说呢，这一点的意思就是说Krishna 无论是在灵性世界还是物质世界都是无所不在的。
He creates everything and he maintains everything.
他创造了一切也维系了一切。
But at the same time, he is a little boy in Vrindavan.
但与此同时他又是居住在 Vrindavan 的一个小男孩。
And that form of Krishna in Vrindavan is the original form of the Supreme Lord.
那在 Vrindavan Vrindavan 的这个小男孩的 Krishna 的这个形象呢，就是他最原初的形象。
So, there is a beautiful verse from Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karanakaranam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal blissful spiritual body.He is the original of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes.
在这里说呢 ，Krishna Govinda 呀，他就是至高无上的控制者。他拥有永恒喜乐灵性的形体，他就是一切的源头。他再也没有其他的源头，因为他就是万源之源。
So, here it is clear, this is the prayers of Lord Brahma.
这个是主 Brahma, 他的祈祷，他的祷告。
And he says that Krishna is the origin of everyone, but he called Krishna Govinda, which means the lover of the cows, which confirms that Krishna originally is in Goloka Vrindavan.
那所以在这里说到 Krishna 是万缘之源，但是呢，他又是说是他是 Govinda, 他又被称为是 Govinda, 也就是说他是最爱母牛的那个人。那意思就是说呢，他就是住在这个 Vrindavan 的这个Krishna, Krishna 是他的最原本的这个形体。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will quote the most important verse of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
接下来呢Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就引用了整部圣典薄伽瓦坛中最重要的一个时节。
In the first canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami will give a list of all the incarnations of Krishna that appear in this material world.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第一篇第三章中 ,Shukadev Goswami 他就罗列了 Krishna 降临到这个物质世界的所有的化身。
And after he has given the list, he will say, Ete chamsakala pumshaha, Krishnastu bhagavan swayam, Indrari vyakulam lokam, mridayanti yuge yuge.
那么在当他罗列了这些主要的这些物质世界的化身之后呢，他就做出了一段结论性的话，是这样说到的。
This verse is considered to be the seed verse of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
这样的这些诗节呢，就被认为是圣典薄伽瓦坛中的种子诗节。
All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or part of plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead himself in every age.He protects the world through his different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra.
那么这段诗节里面就是讲到呢，至尊主的，就是神首的所有的这个化身，或者是，可能是或者是就是他的全权的部分，或者是 Purusha Avatar 的。部分的全权部分，但是呢 ，Krishna 他永远是至尊人格守神本人，在每一个年代当中，当这个世界被 Indra 的敌人们所困扰的时候， 他就会通过他不同的形象来到这个世界，来保护这个世界。
Okay, so from this verse we understand that Krishna expands into many different incarnation in this material world.
那么从这世界当中我们就知道呢 ,Krishna, 他就是会展示他会展示出很多很多的化身到这个世界。
But Krishna, Govinda is the origin of all of them.
但是呢 ,Krishna, 这个被称为 Govinda 的这个 Krishna, 却是所有化身的源头。
And he comes regularly into this material world to protect the devotees and those who are demons are being annihilated.
他会有规律性的来到这个世界去保护奉献者，而那些恶魔呢，就会被他毁灭。
Okay, so now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established that Krishna is the origin of everything.
现在呢 ，Krishna 他到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是要确立这一个事实，就是 Krishna 他是所有。万物万事万物的源头
There are no doubts about who Krishna is.
就是有关于 Krishna 是谁这样的一个问题是不需要去质疑的。
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give different aspects of Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢现在就要去描述 Krishna 的各个方面。
And he says they are three different ways to understand Krishna.
他说呢，去了解 Krishna 可以通过三种方式。
Krishna manifested as Brahman, Krishna manifested as Paramatma, and Krishna manifested as Bhagavan.
这个就是三个方面，是梵、超灵、薄伽梵。
So, this is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto.
这个也是圣典薄伽罗坛的第一篇当中所讲到的。
Vadanti tattattva vidas tattvam yat jnanamadhyayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabhyate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan.
那这句话的意思就是说渊博的超然主义者他们了解绝对的真理他把这超越二重性的物质称为梵超灵和薄伽梵薄伽梵
Okay, now this is
薄伽梵
Now this is very interesting because we find that in those three aspects of the absolute truth, all the other spiritual process can be found.
那么这是很有意思的，因为我们发现，其实通过这三个方面，梵、超灵、薄伽梵，我们就可以看到各种各样的灵修的途径法门。
Brahman is the spiritual energy that emanates from Krishna and sustains the spiritual world and within the material world.
然后呢这个Brahman 就是这个梵呢是从至尊主身上流演出来的灵性的这个能量呢那它可以维系着灵性世界它也可以在物质世界中看到。
It's like the sun, the sunshine, and the sun rays.
这个三个方面可以做一个比喻这个呢就好像是这个太阳光And the sun gods.
Yeah. The sun, the sunshine, and the sun rays. We'll stick to that.
Sunshine, sun rays, they're the same.
No, the sunshine spreads.
就是这个就好比是太阳光，还有太阳光线。
The sunshine is Brahman. It spreads everywhere.
那这个太阳光呢？就是发散性的，这就好比是这个梵光，它也是就是遍存滥有。
The sun rays is one aspect of the sun.
那这个光线呢？这个是属于太阳光的一部分。
Paramatma.
这个就是 Paramatma.
And the sun itself, which includes the sun god, that's Bhagavan.
那这个太阳也就包含着这个太阳神， 指的就是这里所说的这个巴格瓦。
Now, when we have, when we have those three aspects, we have the complete absolute truth.
当我们有了这三个方面的时候，那个他们组合起来就是，就是绝对的真理。
So, Prabhupada explains there are people who are always experiencing the impersonal Brahman effulgence.
嗯，那需要爸爸就是指出，有的人呢，他们就是一直在这个追求，或者说他们可以经验到非人格的放光。
And they speculate about what is everything.
啊，那么这个万事万物究竟是怎么回事？他们也会有很多的思辨。
Then there are those who practice mystic yoga.
还有一类人呢，他们会去这个修习神秘绝密瑜伽。
And realize that Krishna is within the heart of all living entities.
他们可以觉悟到 Krishna 在众生的心中。
And then there are the devotees who serve Krishna as the supreme personality of God.
然后接下来就是奉献者。这个奉献者们，他们都是崇拜服务着至尊人格首神 Krishna。
So this is something important to understand. Is if we want to understand Brahman and Paramatma, we don't start with Brahman. We start with Bhagavan, because from Bhagavan all the other aspects are included.
嗯，所以说呢，我们如果想要了解梵 Brahman 还有Paramatma 超灵的话，我们其实应当以这个 Bhagavan 薄伽梵为这个起点，因为当你了解了薄伽梵之后，其他的两方面也就了解了，因为这个至尊的薄伽梵已经包含了梵和超灵。
Okay, we're going to stop here.
今天我们就先讲到这里。
Because we don't want to go too far into the technicalities, we want to spread them over different lectures.
那么因为这些的这个哲学的这些细节它是不太容易懂的，它的那个专业性非常的强，所以说我们在这一节课当中先不说那么多，我们可以在后面的几堂课里慢慢的讲。
Okay, so we have one question from Parvati.
Parvati问了一个问题，在没有得到暂停朝圣的通知之前，我祈祷主无论国内情况如何都保护我们去朝圣，可有时候又想不应该去圣地，给圣地的圣人和居民带来担心和麻烦，而应该取消行程，不知道这两种心态哪个是对的。第二种是不是对 Krishna 没有信心？ Before we get the announcement that Chinese devotees shouldn't go to the holy dam, I pray to Lord Krishna, no matter what happens in China, please protect us to go on the pilgrimage to the holy dam. But sometimes I was also thinking that we shouldn't go to the holy dam.To bring all the worries and troubles to the residents in the Holy Dam, we should cancel the our trip. I don't know which attitude is right. For the second option, does that mean that we don't have enough faith on Krishna?
No, this is a very wise decision.
就是说取消行程其实是一个非常明智的选择。
And believe me, being in Mayapur, we can feel the difference with the devotees who live here in Mayapur, how much more pacified they are. Because 2 weeks ago, believe me, the devotees were in big anxiety here.
然后因为我们是在这个玛雅普的在这一段时间都是在玛雅普的，所以我们真的是真切的感觉到奉献者们就是在这里的这些来朝圣的或者居住在这里的奉献者的这个心态。两周之前大家是都是非常的紧张非常的担忧的，但是现在呢，因为明确的说中国奉献者不能来了，所以呢他们就那个放心多了。
And I speak to many devotees around Mayapur, and they are very, very appreciative, and they are very relieved.
那么我也跟这个 Mayapur 的不同的地方有好多奉献者有一些交谈。现在看起来呢，他们就是说如释重负，就是他们要放心多了。
I think there are about maybe 50 Chinese devotees right now in Mayapur.
现在在 Mayapur 大概有这么50位奉献者 ，more than that. We also put out so many.
But most of them came early to India.
但是这些奉献者大多数的人还是早早的就已经来了，就是一直在这儿的。
In any case, the Indian visa office is not giving visas now.
反正现在的这个印度的这个签证电子签也是。被取消了，暂时悬置的，是不能来了。
Even if you wanted to come, you couldn't get a visa.
对，就算是你要来，现在要申请签电子签的话，也是进不来。然后之前已经申请签证没有来的，也就暂时的失效了，所以说也无法入境。
So we have to understand. Of course, it's a blessing when one can come to the Holy Dharma and associate with so many devotees.
当然，如果一个人他能够来到这个圣地。能够和奉献者们在这里联谊的话，那的确是一个祝福。
But as Nrisimha Maharaj said during his Vyasa Puja presentation, he said, if you don't come this year, you will come next year. There is no loss.
那 Vyasa Puja 上呢 ，Nrisimha Maharaj 呢，他也对奉献者说，如果你今年来不了的话，那还有明年，明年还可以来，明年可能会更好。所以说你没有什么损失。
And if you come next year, you will appreciate even better.
明年来的时候呢，你心中的这种感恩和这欣赏的这种心可能会更加的强烈。
So this is an opportunity, especially because now Chinese people are not going out very much and staying at home. This is a golden opportunity to do more chanting and more reading.
现在呢，全中国的这个人基本都是宅在这个家里的。是不能随便的出门，所以说其实这个时候正好就是你去增加念诵和增加阅读的这个非常还有念诵阅读的一个最好的一个机会了。
Nrisimha Maharaj told us that the devotees of the Wuhan Yatra they cannot go out and they cannot meet, so they have all their programs on WeChat.
那 Nrisimha Maharaj 就是告诉我们说，在武汉的这些。奉献者们，因为他们都被隔离起来，不能够出门，所以说这些奉献者和奉献者之间也不能见面。那他们所有的这些这个联谊的这个活动都是在微信上面进行的。
So we have to take advantage of these facilities to stay in good association.
所以说，我们应当要很好的去善用现在所提供给我们的这些便利的这些条件，能够更好的在。联谊之中更好的去灵修。
Not only that, but quite a few of the senior devotees who were planning to visit China in March have also cancelled.
不仅如此呢，之前已经有一些年长资深的奉献者们本来是准备三月份的时候来中国的，但现在他们都取消了行程。
So we have to understand that sometimes Krishna put us in a situation where we have an amazing opportunity to surrender even more.
所以说我们就是要知道有的时候 Krishna 会把我们置于某一种境地，但是在这样的一种状况之中，其实我们能够更好的更激发被激发去就是向 Krishna 皈依。
Okay.
好，还有问题吗？苏木提瓦达玛提奇。Okay, that's the only question for today.
Okay, so we'll stop now.
那好，那我们今天就讲到这里。
Thank you very much, Sumukhi Mataji.
感谢 Sumukhi Mataji 的主持。
Thank you, Krishna Premi Mataji, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for remaining very strong. Back in the mainland of Kashadesh.
那 感谢所有的奉献者，你们在这个 Kasha Desh 的这个大陆还一直保持着坚定的信心。
We are praying for everyone to remain healthy.
你们非常的坚强，我们祈祷大家身体保持健康。
And we will be back to the mainland also to be with you.
我们也会回到大陆和你们在一起。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Sri Mayapur Dham ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
来昆的知音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的切坦两经是切坦两 Charitamrita 的讲课就到此结束了，我们下周同一时间再见，祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的一天， Hare Krishna.